Well, she's going west and south. She's going down to Kentucky to see the damage from the ice storm. And then she'll go on to Kansas, where she'll be meeting with Governor Kathleen Sebelius. And then she'll be going on to Iowa. And she's looking at the whole range of issues in the Midwest, and especially the bad weather that happened in Kentucky.
And it's kind of unusual that they're not getting more, that the whole Kentucky situation isn't getting much attention.
Well,
and it's a mess.
It's a mess, but it was over pretty quickly. It was an ice storm. Ice storms are very, very nasty events.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see that the Secretary of Homeland Security is putting her boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And this is her first natural disaster, and she's evaluating FEMA. There's still a debate whether FEMA should stay in DHS. And I'm sure some of the first glimpses that she sees will help form her opinion on this.
It's also interesting that she's going to Kansas, this particular part of Kansas.
That's right. She's going to Greensburg, Kansas, where there was a terrible tornado in May of 2007. And if you remember, there was a slow response by the Kansas National Guard, and Governor Kathleen Sebelius complained that all their equipment was over in Iraq, which got a little riposte from Tony Snow, who said, well, if you don't ask, you don't get it. But she wasn't asking. She was just simply stating a fact, and they didn't have what they needed to respond to that disaster. So we'll see what comes out of that meeting. I'm sure it'll be a much more friendly meeting than was the case during the Bush administration.
Because Sebelius was a huge Obama supporter, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, and she was considered for a cabinet department, but she didn't take it.
We keep hearing HHS, maybe. Her name keeps being tossed out there.
That could still happen with Daschle out of the way.
Right.
But at the moment, she's still the governor of Kansas.
Right.
Greensburg has recovered somewhat. Remember that Bush made a tour out there a year after the event, trying to make amends a bit. But now Napolitano is out there. It will be out there. And I'm sure she'll be evaluating the situation.
Is Napolitano looking for any money in the stimulus package for DHS?
Well, right now there is a $4.7 billion package in the Senate version. There was only $1 billion in the House version. We'll see what the Senate does, and we'll see how they reconcile. But there is some money there.
And it is interesting that there already seems to be much more of a state and local sort of focus to this DHS under a new secretary.
That's right. As a governor, she was on the receiving end of DHS.
Been
she
there.
Saw how
She's
it
been there and done
functioned.
That.
She knows the states and locals and the tribals that might be added. So I'm sure Sebelius will be getting a very sympathetic ear.
And speaking of particularly border security, let's talk a bit more about Mexico. You brought it up last week, and some more stuff has happened since then.
Absolutely. What we had was a horrifying murder in Cancun, where a general was put in charge of the Cancun region to fight the narco cartels. He wasn't on the job for 24 hours before they kidnapped him, tortured him, murdered him, and his driver and his aide. So this was a clear signal from the cartels. They're not going to take anything from Mexico City. And that what we call the savage struggle continues.
And that's going to bleed over into things like Homeland Security, into the border issue, into the border fence issue, isn't it?
It already has. I mean, there are worries about kidnappings. There's already been murders in the United States and in the border area. There's a deep concern that Mexico could be a failed state if this kind of thing continues, or if the President Calderon doesn't get a handle on these narco cartels, which are fighting back. It's like a civil war.
Is that something for Napolitano to focus on?
Oh, absolutely. She saw it firsthand as governor of Arizona. And I'm sure as concern mounts, she will be giving it more and more attention.
Because most of those drugs are coming north.
It's interesting. The fight is over territory to get the drugs into the United States. But for the first time, Mexico is starting to have its own internal drug problem.
Really?
Because they are starting to take it. And that's why they're fighting over territory in Mexico.
Are we seeing anything in terms of sub-appointments at DHS? Are you starting to hear names and starting to see the other people and the people who are really going to be much more hands-on?
Yes. Napolitano is fleshing out her staff. She's got various people for policy and for operations. But we don't have undersecretaries yet, and a lot of people are continuing on from the previous administration.